This is ABC Wide Bay.
You may have caught the news earlier about a trial to try and prove solar power can save farmers money. It's being launched in Bundi. The Bundaberg Regional Irrigators Group is delivering the $890,000 project, with half of that funded by the Australian government. It's being trialled on Josh Killer's cane farm. And the catalyst was an obvious one, really, the price of electricity.
Yeah, well, it makes you think twice. You get up in the morning, set your irrigators up, and then when you hit that button, you know that money's going out the window, and seems to be going up, increases probably twice a year they put it up, so there's not much you can do about it than just cop it, I suppose.
But there is something that could help, and it all has to do with renewable energy. With me in the studio is Dale Hollis from Bundaberg Regional Irrigators Group and Georgina Davis, Policy Advisor to Queensland Farmers Federation. Good morning to you both. First of all, Dale and Georgina, tell us about this new project.
Since 2007, we've been experiencing year-on-year electricity prices such that we're probably now paying in excess of 140% of what we were paying in 2007. Sugarcane is a low-value, high-volume commodity crop that requires a lot of water, and to get a lot of water onto sugarcane, we need a lot of energy. So current electricity prices mean that we can't put enough water on to grow sufficient crop, which results in a subpar economic position for most growers. So we've started three work streams, and this is one of those work streams, is actually looking at how we can use renewables to assist growers actually afford the electricity that runs their pumps. The project was an initiative of Bundaberg Regional Irrigators Group about 3 years ago, and with the assistance of ARENA, which is the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, they've put around about $490,000 into this, and we've come up with the matching balance or slightly more. So over the 3 years, it's quite a significant project, but we're extremely thankful and appreciative of the assistance from ARENA and the Australian government.
Okay, so how will you go about looking at how we can use renewables? How does it work?
Well, anyone can sell you a solar system, but actually getting a solar system that works in a pumping regime, because our pumps have to operate 24/7, is the difficult part. What we've been able to do with this project is to marry a whole host of people with pump expertise, people with agronomic expertise, of course, people with solar energy expertise, and some clever kit to actually mean that we can use the grid to run at night and solar through the day. And on days when there's cloud or there's an issue with the amount of sunshine, we can actually blend power from the grid and solar. That process is seamless and the pumps don't miss a beat. So
that's the key, getting the grid to roll along at night,
yes,
after dark or on very cloudy days.
Yes, whether it's grid or whether it's a diesel generator, what we've been able to do is to marry sources of electrons, if you like,
yep,
such that the operation of the irrigation plant is seamless. We're agnostic as to whether those electrons come from, whether they come from coal, whether they come from solar, or whether they come from the grid. So it's the actual energy. It's not so much the cost of the energy, it's what we're doing with the energy to produce sugarcane and keep jobs in Bundaberg and keep mills thriving.
Mm-hmm. Georgina, how crippling have power prices been for farmers?
Oh, across Queensland, absolutely crippling. We represent the intensive industry. They use electricity for pumping water, for refrigeration to keep food fresh and to prolong its shelf life, and we also use a lot of electricity in the animal industries, intensive animal industries, for animal welfare, for milking and so on. Irrigation prices we know have gone up around 140%, but in some cases some of the growers have seen increases of around 200%.
200%.
And
that's amazing.
From 2020, we actually lose a set of irrigation tariffs and small business tariffs, which are being slowly phased out. So from June 2020, we expect increases again of over 200% to some growers, depending how they use energy, because it's pushing us onto demand tariffs. We could... Well, one argument we frequently hear from government is that agriculture needs to change the times that we use energy. And unfortunately, if you're a horticulturalist and you have to run refrigeration 24/7, or you have animal welfare issues or milking issues, you can't change the times you use electricity. And also with a lot of irrigators, depending on their licenses, water licenses, they have no say when they use water. And that goes also for periods where we have those long, hot days where crops, horticultural crops, sugarcane, need to be continuously watered.
So renewable energy really is the answer?
I think it's certainly a suite of answers, yes.
Yep. Is it the answer for you, Dale?
It's one of the solutions to a problem that we've got. As I said, we're advocating for a reduction in electricity prices. The Queensland Competition, the Australian Competition Authority, Rod Sims, has come out and basically accused the Queensland government of using their energy companies as cash cows. The profitability of those companies is obscene, particularly when it's taking the amount of money out of regional Queensland and evaporating it through George Street and Brisbane. So that's one of our work streams. The other work stream that we've got going is that we're actually assisting farmers with energy audits on farm so that they can identify other means and other pieces of kit that might help them actually become more productive. It's not about becoming efficient. Becoming efficient means that you just turn it off and don't use it. And if you do that, you haven't got a crop and we haven't got sufficient throughput for the mills and the community suffers. It's about getting more productivity out of the energy that we've got. And we've actually got a couple of energy auditors on staff that can assist growers to identify methods and management techniques to actually get more bang for their buck out of their electricity cost. But renewables and a mix of renewables and diesel, and that's what we're going to be doing over the next 3 years, is actually bedding this system down, ironing the bugs out of it so that it can become an off-the-shelf purchase just like a tractor. And we're aiming to have that in place by 2020 before we lose the actual specific irrigation tariffs.
Almost 3 months into this term of state government, has anything been done to reduce prices?
Nothing that we've seen yet. I would say, though, at the moment, Queensland is looking at the next price path. So the Queensland Competition Authority is currently looking at the regulated electricity prices for regional Queensland. We will know next month or later this month what the increases will look like. Last year, they were around 10-11% for irrigators, and the government actually called that decision in and reduced them to about 5-6%. But even a 5% increase, that is just too much for a lot of the irrigation companies to bear. So we are bracing ourselves to see what increases the QCA will hand down this year.
Yep. Okay, so the next step for this solar pilot project is what? What's the next step from here?
Basically, it's operating it for the next 3 years, ironing the bugs out of it, making changes to how we irrigate if that's necessary. It's a very, very clever piece of kit. We've basically got a Zener Eco Drive that sits between the solar panels and the grid, and it blends the power, so actually getting used to it and how we can run it better in a traditional farming system, and identifying what changes we need to make in that traditional farming system.
Yeah.
Basically, what we're going to do is take it through three growing seasons, and it's on a commercial farm, and just identify how it needs to be tweaked and how it needs to be operated, because it's not just about the energy, it's about the amount of water that we put on, it's the agronomic practices, and it's the whole suite of things. And I think what this project does is it goes full circle. It actually closes off all of the and hopefully identifies all of the questions that so far we haven't been able to answer in this water energy nexus.
All right, very exciting project to be fascinating to follow its progress. Dale and Georgina, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.